Chapter 1. A Picnic Forecast of Trouble. Nutville had been trying to have its big, breezy picnic for 6 days. On Monday, it rained on the sandwiches. On Tuesday, the wind stole all the napkins and one uncle. On Wednesday, the sun got so hot that Mrs. Hedgehog's lemonade turned into warm lemon sadness. On Thursday, a surprise fog rolled in, and everybody accidentally picnicked in the mayor's tulips. On Friday, nothing terrible happened until a goose sat in the potato salad and refused to apologize. By Saturday morning, the entire town was grumpy. "I have made 3 potato salads," moaned Mrs. Hedgehog. "I have chased 17 runaway tablecloths," said Tony the delivery fox, who was still holding one in his teeth. Mayor Buttersworth stood on a stump with a dramatic umbrella. "Citizens of Nutville, we cannot be defeated by weather." A gust of wind turned his umbrella inside out and carried his speech notes into a puddle. "We are being defeated by weather," Mama Nutwobble said. Nutty was already scribbling in his notebook. He loved a problem, especially if the problem was large, noisy, and trying to blow pie off a table. Papa Nutwobble looked up from the emergency picnic basket. "Maybe we should eat indoors." The entire town gasped as if Papa had suggested eating pine cones for dessert. "Indoors?" cried Nutty. "The big breezy picnic is a proud outdoor tradition." "Also," said Mama, peering into the basket, "you packed 11 kinds of snack and a celebratory pudding. We are clearly committed." Nutty flipped to a clean page and wrote in giant letters, "Project, tell the sky what to do." Papa leaned over his shoulder. "Can we tell it to be 72 degrees, lightly breezy, and strongly snack friendly?" "Absolutely," said Nutty, who had not yet considered whether skies accepted instructions. Mama grinned. "We're building a weather machine, aren't we?" Nutty's tail sprang straight up. "A weather wobble machine! It will sort out the clouds, calm down the wind, and politely inform the rain that the potato salad has suffered enough." Grandma Nutwobble, who had arrived carrying a folding chair and a suspiciously heavy toolbox, narrowed her eyes. "The weather is not known for politeness." "This machine will be extra polite," Nutty said. "That should help," Grandma said, in a voice that meant the opposite. They hurried to the old mill workshop, where inventions were born, tested, celebrated, repaired, regretted, and occasionally chased out with a broom. Nutty drew a tower on the chalkboard with arrows pointing everywhere. "Observe," he announced. "The machine will have a cloud comb, a breeze funnel, a sunshine dial, a drizzle canceller, a lightning disgorger, and, just in case, an emergency rainbow whistle." Papa raised a paw. "What does the rainbow whistle do?" Nutty considered this. "I don't know, but it feels important." Mama dumped a pile of supplies on the workbench. Brass pipes, kites, bicycle bells, weather vanes, soup strainers, and 3 umbrellas that had given up on dignity. Tony dragged in a wheelbarrow full of fans. "I found these behind the skating pond." Mrs. Hedgehog arrived with a crate of labeled jars. "I have brought sample weather," she announced. Nutty blinked. "Sample weather?" She held up the labels proudly. "Fog-ish breezy? Medium one loud thunderclap? Mostly Tuesday?" Papa nodded. "Very scientific."
By lunchtime, the workshop looked like a storm had gotten a job in a hardware store. Nutty stood on a stool and tightened a bolt the size of a biscuit. "Tomorrow, Nutville will picnic in perfect weather." Outside, a raindrop fell. Then a sunbeam landed on Papa's nose. Then a leaf spun sideways in a warm gust while someone in the distance shouted, "Why is it hailing on only my hat?" Grandma looked toward the window. "The sky heard you," she said. Nutty smiled bravely. "Good," he said. "Now it knows we're serious."